you. Hopefully, in your benchmarking sheet, you've written down what items you think are important. Now, we've kind of generalized these, so Eric, if we could, let's give them a little time here to read before we start the old clock going, okay? Because I think you're going to have to do some interpretation in relationship to what you've written down to kind of how we've generalized it. We can only put so many words on the screen and have you read it, so we have to get it down. So the question, the first one is, which of the following is the highest need for this farm, okay? Is it improve his pregnancy rate? Number two, do you think he needs to tighten the calving season? Number three, does he need to reduce calving difficulty? Number four, does he need to increase his weaning weight? Number five, does he need to increase his post-weaning growth? Or number six, does he need to improve the carcass traits? Kind of get used to seeing those because the next six or the next three questions are all going to have the same responses, okay? Now, don't vote yet because he hasn't got the computer turned on. So, is everybody, I want to give you a little time so you can interpret here before we start the clock, because, man, that 10 seconds goes fast. Okay, you ready? All right, let's go ahead. Okay, did you all get your vote in? If you didn't, tough, right, Eric? Okay. Now, we're not going to show you the results because I don't want to slant your viewpoint. All right? We're not going to show that. All right, we're going to go. Here's the second one now. Which of the following is the second highest need for this farm? So you just voted for number one. So what's the second one? Again, the answers are the same. Improve preg rate, tighten the calving season, reduce calving difficulty, increase weaning weight, increase post-weaning growth, or improve carcass trait. Those are the six responses. Go. Vote once and vote often, but the last one better be the one you want. You're down to a couple seconds. Okay, you all get your vote in. Some of you aren't doing it. Shame on you. All right. Here's the third one. You've identified the first two. You don't have a polling device? Oh, you want more? Typical independent. Right. Case one again. What's your third priority area for this producer? And I know a lot of you probably found two, but that third one might have been a little tougher. So here we go. The same six responses: preg rate, calving season, calving difficulty reduction, increased weaning weight, post-weaning growth. Does he need to increase that? Or finally, does he need to improve carcass traits? Okay, time in. Let's go, Eric. You're the consultant. Okay. Now we know what you think about the case. Now the next thing we're going to do, we're not going to give you the results of that because... No. We're not going to do that. Huh? They do? No, we got to do the... Don't we do the polling on the traits first? I think we ought to poll the traits, don't you?
That'd be fine.
Huh?
We want to keep them in suspense.
I think we need to keep them in suspense, Eric, if we can. I really do. Now, you got to step the other way. I don't care. What do you want to do? Okay, we're going to now go through what traits do you think are most important and what trait is second, right? We only have two of those, right, Tom? Okay, so in buying bulls for this case, okay, which EPD trait should receive the most emphasis when you buy bulls for this herd to use the next 2 to 4 years, okay? And they are calving ease, number one. Number two is birth weight. Number three is weaning weight. These are all EPDs now. Number four, yearling weight. Number five, maternal milk. Not total maternal, but maternal milk. Number six, calving ease on daughters. Number seven, scrotal circumference. SC is scrotal circumference. Number eight, ribeye area EPD. Number nine, marbling. Number 10, stayability. Okay, you kind of had a chance to see. This is What trait should receive the most emphasis? Okay, Eric, let's go ahead and see if they can hold on there. Okay. Now we're going to ask you, what do you think should receive the second most emphasis? So the next question, you're going to buy bulls for this case. Which EPD trait would receive the second most emphasis if you were sorting the bulls today? Okay, the responses are the same. Calving ease, number 2, birth weight, 3, weaning weight, 4, yearling weight, 5, maternal milk, 6, calving ease on the daughters, scrotal circumference, 8 is ribeye area EPD, 9 marbling EPD, and finally number 10 would be stayability EPD. Okay, we're ready to go? Go. Okay. I imagine your fingers are wore out by now. I saw somebody punch that thing so many times it was smoking. So it's all right. Thomas, you want to review, or you're going to write, huh? What are you going to do? You're going to write? All right. Okay, let's see what you're thinking. And Keith and Bob are also going to give your opinion on this one here in a little bit. But we want to see what you folks think in relationship to what's important. The results came back. The most important or the highest need for this herd was he needed to solve what his calving difficulty problem was. So that seemed to be overwhelmingly. You had a few of you, 10%, indicated that we probably ought to increase weaning weight. And we'll probably talk about that here in a little bit. Or do you want to do it now? No, let's not. Tom, have you got those numbers written down? Okay. So that was the highest need. What's the second most highest? Okay, our second highest need came out. We needed to increase the weaning weight in this herd. Doesn't come a big surprise at all. We had 8% that indicated that we maybe ought to work on pregnancy rate. 13% indicated maybe we should work on tightening the calving season on this particular case. And then we had 65% that indicated increased weaning weight, and 4% indicated we needed to improve our post-weaning growth. And then finally, we had 1% indicated we should probably improve our carcass traits. Okay? Now, what's the third most important one? Ooh, we had quite a spread here. Not to be surprised, I don't believe, in this particular case. As you look at this one, and of course, how you voted the first two times would make it how you would spread, of course, on this one. 10% of you thought we should improve the pregnancy rate in this herd. 25% thought we ought to try to tighten up our calving season. 3% indicated reduce our calving difficulty as the third priority. 18% increase weaning weight. 19% increase our post-weaning growth. And finally, 26% thought we ought to work on improved carcass traits. Okay. Now, based on that, you got those down, Thomas? All right. Based on that, then let's see how you would buy your bulls. Or should we have a little discussion on that? What do you think?
Let's talk about that just a little bit on third priority.
What we had quite a disparity there. Of course, we also did a little bit of difference in there. Why did some of you elect number 6, improved carcass traits? Who voted on that one? Yes, sir. Hang on. Let's get a microphone to you here somehow.
We kind of felt that in all cow-calf operations, that as individuals producers, we need to look at how our animals will produce to the consumer or to the end product. And even though this is a small operation, there should be some attempt made to see how those animals produce down the line. And that certainly should be a part of his concern.
Okay, based on that, wait a minute, before we get it from him, you voted that one for your third priority. I'd like to know what you had as your number one and number two priorities.
Number one was our calving ease.
Okay.
And number two, we thought that he ought to tighten up his calving season a little bit.
Okay.
The small operation seemed like it was pretty well strung out.
Okay. All right. Who else selected improved carcass traits? Back over here. I can get him, Tom.
Let me just slide it in here.
Well, we just thought that other than calving ease and weaning weights, everything else was in pretty good shape. And one of his goals was to produce cattle more, so what his feedlot operator was looking for, which is carcass traits.
Okay. And what did you put down your first and second priority?
Calving ease and weaning weight.
Okay.
How do we know that his carcass traits aren't very good right now?
Repeat that.
How do we know that his carcass traits aren't very good right now? There's nothing here that says he hasn't got very good carcass.
You're absolutely right. And so if you could have some more information, you'd like to have how the calves do in a retained ownership program, right? Very good point. And that's a weakness in this case study. You'd like to have more information. I agree. Let's see, we had a number of you voted number two, but who voted for increasing post-weaning growth in the cattle? Okay, you want to give us a reason why that was your third item?
Well, my thinking was that if you're going to be retaining ownership, the first thing you want is good growth. And I put that ahead of carcass traits.
Okay. Good point that he's made here. If you look at the situation statement on this one, and basically what I'm trying to do is orient you to what the producer goals are here. This producer would like to increase herd size and be able to retain ownership on his calves to take advantage of the genetics and the health program that he's put into this program. And as you're indicating, dollars and cents wise, probably having improved growth rate in the feedlot if he's going to retain might be a little higher in its ranking in comparison to the carcass traits. Okay? Is that a fair interpretation? Fair interpretation. Okay. Who else wants to tell us what's right and wrong on this deal? We don't want to belabor this because we've got more fun here. Where? Yes, sir.
Well, we just got tightening the calving season, because if you look, he's got 6% after 9% plus after 42 days. You could put 3% back into the first 42 days and get that 3% laid back into the 63 days. You get something like a 4% improvement in efficiency in the same herd.
Okay. Good point. Very good point in this case study. Now for the right answer. Keith, what's the right answer here on this one?
we know that.
I can't really argue with what the audience said. Number one and number two, I think, is probably the right answers for the scenario. Number three, all over the board, and I don't have any big solutions to it, so I think probably the audience is right on.
How's that for Brown?
And this guy's name is Bill Clinton. Bob, any thoughts you want? Oh, he's shaking his head no. No, we really intended this case study to be pretty easy first approach here to get you oriented, and that's really what our game is all about here. We have a couple more polling items though that we'd like to show you. And it'll be kind of interesting to see how you reacted to this case study based off of that. In buying bulls for case one, which EPD trait should receive the most emphasis? And we did scatter that a little bit, and that doesn't totally surprise me. Calving ease was 40% in this particular case, and that certainly doesn't totally surprise me. Then our next one, we had 40% there, birth weight at 17%, weaning weight at 7%, yearling weight at 5%, only 1% on maternal milk EPD, calving ease on the daughters at 27%, scrotal 3%, and no one had the most emphasis on carcass traits for that very first trait that they thought they ought to work into. So overwhelmingly, 67% of the folks thought Cavanies in one way or another. We're probably not going to get into that royal discussion right at this instant. We'll probably hang on and talk about that here after a bit in relationship to how people think on the approaches in that area, okay? All right, let's see what the second most emphasis area would be. And if you go back and look at what you put into your mix as far as problems that need to be addressed here, it would appear to me that your bull selections are matching up fairly well. It'll be interesting when we actually get to pick bulls, though. That'll be kind of fun. That'll be fun. 17% on Cavanies, 7% birth weight. 50% of you thought weaning weight EPD would be your trait of importance, then followed by yearling milk at 3-1. 17% on Cavanies daughters. How many of you, when you did your selection, if you said direct Cavanies was your first trait, maternal Cavanies was your second? Hold up your hand if you did it that way. Not as many as I thought. Well, let's look at it the other way. Some of you put Cavanies daughters as the number one trait and then went Cavanies direct as a second. How many did it that way? Not very many. That's kind of interesting. Okay. Probably the percentages work out if you take 1%, the one percentage times the other, and it comes out about what we had show up there. Rather interesting. 3% of you put scrotal circumference. None on ribeye, 1% on marbling, 1% on stayability as your second most important trait. Who put scrotal circumference? I want to pick on somebody here today. Who put scrotal circumference as their second most important trait? All right. James, why did you do that?
Because of the growing trend now, well, not trend, that the scrotum has a more important impact than a lot of other things, because it's showing now that even the size of your scrotum has things to do with tendons and all. And we're looking for a good experience at the dinner table.
Okay. Who else did that? We had 3%, so I'm guessing we had to have at least two people that did that.
I'm not 3%.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not. There's too many voters in here. They're not going to admit it. Any thoughts along that line, Keith and Bob? No, I don't know. You want to have a discourse on scrotal here? Disagreement? Yeah.
Without getting a whole lot of technical data out here, but I have seen a little bit of data lately on scrotal circumference relationships with tenderness. I don't know that data as well as I know the reproductive data. The clay-centered data shows scrotal circumference is valuable on as predicting the age of puberty in daughters of those bulls, and Colorado State data would indicate that too. However, the correlation of scrotal circumference with heifer pregnancy is about 0.14, John Evans.
Is that fair?
So it doesn't necessarily indicate that well how heifers are going to conceive down the road. So just be aware of that, I guess, is the only thing I wanted to say.
Okay. Bob, any comments? He's going to wait till the next one because we're going to have a lot of fun there. Back in the back there, we got a comment. Either shout it out or do something.
He's trying to select one bull to correct a lot of things. What he needs to do is find a better source of replacement heifers that are bred to calving these bulls and will be more moderate frame cows that have some milk, so he can utilize his forage resources he has, and then select to breed these mature cows to a growth bull that has some carcass traits to gain his 50% at weaning and have some post-weaning gain and carcass traits, and not try to select one bull to do everything.
Well said, but with 30 cows, that's one of the problems we have. Buy them. Okay. Oh, we can get in quite a discourse there, I'm sure. One of the other things that hopefully as you're sitting here as a genetic consultant, there's additional information that you'd like to have, I'm sure, as you look at these cases. How many of you, though, once we get through the next case, I'll ask you probably a tougher question, but how many of you have as much information as what we give you in some of these particular cases? You know, that's the key, having that information so that you can make some logical decisions. One of the other items that comes down on this case study, we all put up there that calving ease was one of our, or calving difficulty is one of our major problems we need to resolve. You'd kind of like to know what's going on the management nutrition scheme, wouldn't you, to see if it is truly genetic or is there some management plan or management problems there that need to be addressed. So that'd be an area of concern as well. So you can't create perfect case studies, that's for sure. But anyway, sir, comment?
A lot of us voted birth weight because we will pick the birth weight to match the program that we where the problem is. If you got so then you need to add those two together and they come out pretty much the same as your second scenario there, 51% instead of 17 and 40%.
So the question would be then, how many of you maybe put calving ease as your first and birth weight as your second? Is that what you're
right.
saying? Or maybe vice versa, how many
right.
went, what did I say first? But anyway, those two in combination. How many of you did that? How many of you did that? Not very many. Kind of interesting, huh? Okay. Any other comments you want to make? We don't want to belabor case one because we got a lot of work to do yet. One more comment, and then we're going to charge on with our next case study here. Sir?
Well, it talks about bulls, but this size of a herd, I'd be thinking bull, and trying to get one bull to breed heifers and mature cows and to achieve all this is a pretty good trick.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is an excellent point, but isn't that a common problem we have in the industry? And that is a big challenge for a lot of our producers out here to get that job done. We won't open up that can of worms other than the way you just opened it, and we're not going to try to solve that one today. Okay, that kind of gives you the warm-up act in relationship to the case study. And I think now, let's see, we're ready to go right into case two. Again, I'd like to indicate to you that based on the time, we're probably going to continue to roll with this process, and if you need to get up and get a cup of coffee, that's fine, or do something like that, that's fine as well. But we do need to kind of keep rolling on in relationship to this. So the next thing we want to do is get you introduced to case study number two, which we've got, I think, a few slides.